You are listening to Larry Connors, USA.
You want answers?
I think I'm entitled.
You want answers?
I want the truth!
You can't handle the truth!
This is Larry Connors, USA. Larry Connors, USA. Larry Connors, USA, news and commentary.
May 31st, 2022. I have reason to remember that date because 55, that's my age. You watching on Rumble.com right now? Don't I look 55? You can go to Rumble.com right now, live stream, and you can see. And Mike, quit looking in there like you're shocked and don't fall down and call 911. Go to Rumble.com, join us in the studio, and check it out. And remember also, if you miss any podcast, we put them up as a podcast after we go live at LarryConnorsUSA.com. All right, so let's get to it. Canadian Prime Minister Trudeau introducing a new bill to Parliament that would stop the import, the purchase, the sale of handguns, as well as prevent their transfer across Canada. I do not know how that's going to play out with hunters who go into Canada to shoot big game, and they also carry pistols. That's a good idea normally when you're in that region. Now, I don't know what they're going to do about that, but I don't think they're worried about it in the sense that they're just going to do this anyway. And the visiting New Zealand Prime Minister meeting today with President Biden, and they're also talking about gun control. And of course, it was in New Zealand at Christchurch in 2019 that at least 50 were killed by a gunman. And then we have Biden. You might say I buried the lead on it. Well, I want to give you a good setup, because the whole argument we've been hearing from the left is we need to get rid of assault rifles. The AR, that Army assault rifle, is not an Army weapon, and AR stands for Armalite, the maker, the basic maker of the gun. It looks different, smaller, things of that nature, but it's not any more powerful than many deer rifles. But now Biden's giving us his real thoughts, and we knew what they were thinking. Now they're just saying aloud what they're thinking. He said the most popular caliber gun in America is a high caliber pistol, and there's no basis for Americans to use it for them protecting themselves or even for hunting. He's talking about pistols now, and he's talking specifically, he floated the idea of banning these guns outright. Which guns? 9mm pistols. Oh, you ask what? Yes. The question is, what weapon does the Secret Service use? 9mm. 9mm. And it is the most popular handgun sold in America. 9mm. Biden is going after the most popular defense. But here's the key. In addition, as many are saying, he has no idea what he's talking about. The president said, and mark these words, if you're driving, hold tight to the wheel or ease up. Here it comes. We don't know how big this one's going to get. He said, and I quote, and remember the Constitution, Second Amendment, are never absolute. There you go. There's their real agenda. Get rid of all guns. Oh, and that would work great with the candidate for mayor of Los Angeles who's running, and Gina Viola, an activist, self-described abolitionist, a member of the White People for Black Lives. She's running and saying that what she wants to do is get rid of the police department. Get rid of them. The police are just watchdogs of white supremacy. Yeah, that's going to work out well, too. Take away the guns from the law-abiding citizens, because the thugs are going to keep theirs. They don't turn them in, unless it's one that won't work and get money for it and go buy a better one or steal one. Americans on the Move, the latest top 15 cities by rate of population growing in states such as Texas, Florida, Arizona, Tennessee, and Idaho. How about that? And the blue state of New York losing 3.5% during the same time. Biden is also frustrated with his staff having to walk back his statements. Quit walking back my statements. I said chocolate, not vanilla. Your eyes are burning. You're sneezing. It's allergy season. Pollen readings are sky high. Heck, you can even see that yellow powder on everything. So that's also inside your air conditioning ducts. I suggest you call Wellington Environmental. Now, other companies will be glad to do the job, but they're going to come to your home or business, count the air ducts, and begin increasing the cost. In fact, the quoted price might even double. Wellington offers one price, no extras. You'll be charged exactly what Wellington quotes. So this is easy for you. Call 314-644-4930, 644-4930. You will breathe easier. Wellington has a AAA rating with the Better Business Bureau. 314-644-4930, 644-4930. Wellington Environmental, your world cleaner, better, safer. Be well with Wellington.
This segment of Larry Connors USA is brought to you by my friends at John Beal Roofing, covering homes and businesses throughout the Midwest. Best quality, lowest prices. John Beal, 1-800-NEW-ROOF, 1-800-NEW-ROOF.
Whoa, God, it was a nightmare.
This is Larry Connors USA. Larry Connors USA.
We're introducing legislation to implement a national freeze on handgun ownership. What this means is that it will no longer be possible to buy, sell, transfer, or import handguns anywhere in Canada. In other words, we're capping the market for handguns.
And there's great applause for the Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau introducing a new bill to Parliament that would stop the import, purchase, and sale of handguns and prevent their transfer across to Canada. When you were listening to that, when you were hearing we're going to stop the import, purchase, and sale of handguns, were you thinking he was going to say for the U.S.? Well, he has no control here, but he has a counterpart in the White House that is expressing similar sentiments. He's already praised him for what he's doing. And Biden has made it clear that he's thinking that we need to get rid of the most popular gun in America. That's not the AK-47. Well, I know some of you thought, oh, I know they've been after that. What's new, Larry? Because that's not what he's referring to. He said on Memorial Day, yesterday, the most popular gun in America was, quote, high caliber. There was no rational basis for Americans to use our firearms for... Wait a minute, stop thinking. Wait. He says there's no rational basis for Americans to use firearms for protecting themselves. Wait. You can't say there's no rational basis to use a gun to protect yourself or your family. Calling out the walkback squad again, the very ones that he's upset. Oh, I told you earlier in news and commentary, he's upset at his staff. Quit walking back my statements. That's another one they're going to have to figure a way to walk back, spin, to say you cannot use a firearm to protect yourself? He said you can't use it for that or for hunting. It's a high caliber, no rational basis. What caliber is it? It's a 9mm. And the 9mm handgun is the most common handgun being sold in America. It's the one I carry. I've got three or four of them, actually. He says there's simply no rational use of it in self-protection. You could have a 22 caliber. Well, a 22 is a lot different than a 9mm. And he even admitted it. He said things to the effect that a 22 might put a bullet hole in you, but of course you're not allowed to use a gun to protect yourself, right? But the 9mm will blow your lung out of your body. I don't think I've ever seen anyone shot with a 9mm, and I've covered over the decades numerous homicides. I've never seen a lung blown out of a body by a 9mm. I'm not saying it can't happen under circumstances. You're more likely to succeed with that with a shotgun. Oh, well, there's another one maybe we should take away from you. We're already after the AK-47s. We're now going after the 9mm handgun, and you take that off, and maybe the 380, the 45 particular. Maybe the 22 should go next. In fact, let's just take all of the guns out of America. Turn them in like they're doing right now up in New Zealand, where they are now in the process, or New Wales, I should say, and they're in the process of burning and destroying guns that they've encouraged residents to send in, to give up. This is Australia's biggest state of New South Wales. They have a new, fresh round of firearm destruction. You bring them in, if they're confiscated or you end up surrendering them, they will take them and burn them down. There's a story going around. I haven't had a chance to check on all the facts. A guy that had a AK-47, he said, I got one at home. That's the kind of gun that was used in the shooting in Robb Elementary in Uvalde. Maybe I don't have any real need for that. I'm just going to go turn it into police. And then goes to the police station and sits out front with near his car trying to get an officer to. He didn't want to pull the gun out and say, hey, look, that's a good idea. Finally got somebody's attention, said, I have an AK-47 in my car. I'd like you to take it away from me. Go ahead and take it and burn it. Do whatever you do with it. But for Biden to make the statement, and that's a direct quote. I'll go back to it again. There is, quote, no rational basis, end of quote, for Americans to use firearms for protecting themselves. And he adds, or even for hunting. You're not allowed to protect yourself. You're going to have to carry a knife to a gunfight. Good luck with that. Last night, would it surprise you if I told you I was playing in a poker game? I didn't think that surprised you. It was what is called a home game, where it's not a casino. We have an official dealer that's dealing. It's all up and up. Like each other generally, and we trust each other generally. But if one of them's bluffing, we're going to, because with the cards in the air, you really have no friends. Let's be honest about that. But somehow or another, we got to talking about guns and, of course, the use of them. And one man, which surprised me, and you're entitled to do whatever you want. Man in his, let's say, 60s plus, said, I never have touched a gun in my life. Never had one, never owned one. Don't see him plan on having one. That's his choice. I don't know what he's going to do if suddenly someone tries to encounter him and his wife. I mean, you can give them your wallet. You can give them the keys to your car. You can give everything. Nothing's worth losing your life. I'll agree with that. But maybe they decide, you know what? We have other plans. And you got no way to protect yourself? I have a problem with that. Now, if you're carrying some other kind of device, like a mace or a stun taser, things of that nature. Maybe that'll work. Maybe. I grew up around guns. My dad had a pistol, a .380 revolver. I knew I do not touch that without his permission. I knew where it was in the house. It's on the upper shelf of their bedroom. I knew that. But we also had shotguns and rifles in different rooms up against the doorway and door jamb. And then I got to buy my own at the age of 12, a .410 shotgun. And I mean, and you go to school, they're in the rifle racks of the cars, pickup trucks, I should say, and including school staff members carrying them. The funerals are underway today in Uvalde. And I grieve for them. And there's a lot of pressure and complaints against how it was handled and who's to blame. I'm not looking to blame anyone in particular, but obviously someone's going to be at the point. That appears right now it's the police chief, that he was the point man and he was making decisions. He would not let his officers go in until the Border Patrol got there and the gunman was doing the shooting. Now, a off-duty Border Patrol officer grabbed a shotgun with a couple officers, went through another door into another wing of the school where his daughter was and got those students out safely. Some officers were breaking windows to get students out the glass. Thank God they did get out. Some who survived later found out that it was a cousin or another relative that was killed. But if I'm a parent and my child is in there, they're not going in and continue going in until they deflate both lungs of that shooter, till he's no longer a threat, I'm going to have a hard time standing on the side. I might well be placed under arrest, but I'm not going to stand there. And if I'm a member of that police agency, you're my boss, you're my captain, that's fine. I'm going in anyway. Doesn't mean I'll be successful. And back to the argument of teachers and administrators having weapons they're trained to use, concealable, not locked away in a safe that they got to run to the safe to get it, but certainly they're responsible with it. We had a guest on yesterday from Strategos International that trains schools, churches, other groups like that to be ready for such an event and how to handle it. I honestly don't know any law enforcement officer, male or female, that would hesitate to go inside in a situation like that, even if they were given a directive to stay back out. And if there had been a teacher inside, instead of just locking the door, if he did come through or once he came through another side door, you get a chance to defend yourself and your students with more than throwing a chalkboard eraser at him. What do you want to do, and how bad would you feel if you had no way to protect yourself and your family and friends because you've adopted the attitude that Biden has said here, that you don't really need a gun to protect your family? He is surrounded by men with and women with guns. Oh, but Larry, he's the President of the United States. Wait a minute. You want to tell me the President of the United States is more valuable, and even if it's a president you love, is more valuable than a child in a school? I don't think you want to go down that road. Trump should not have gone to the NRA the other day. I'll be very direct about that while they held their meeting in Houston. He should not have gone there. Larry Gatlin and couple other music stars canceled out, so we just wouldn't feel right. Daniel Arms, which produced the very weapon that was used in the shooting, said, we're not going to be there and present our display this time. And I fought the NRA in this case. I will fault the NRA, and I know it peeled people yesterday and the day before, and I'm going to do it again. They should have had the balls to say we're canceling this Friday We're not going to do it. It's too close. Funerals haven't even started. Now they have. And it's going to be a list of 19 kids and two teachers to be buried. And everyone was precious. And they're all going to get attention the best that they can be attended and presented. I don't want to hear folks say, well, the Republicans are going to cave if they give on any kind of restriction. No, that's not caving. If we're doing common sense, common sense. Common sense means no restrictions on guns is not good. That's not common sense. Common sense says no guns. That's not common sense. Now we'll echo that every day. All right, so we have a ruling finally about the Sussman case, Hillary Clinton's lawyer. He said, I'm not working for Hillary. Although he was billing her money while he was meeting with the FBI, he was working for Hillary. But despite all of that, and a jury that had a member that leaned toward Hillary, and a jury that had a son that played on the team with the defendant, I mean, they found him not guilty. Surprise, surprise. But we learned something. Stand by.
Is Larry Connors USA.
Larry Connors USA.
To be candid with this jury, it's very possible to get a hung jury or even an acquittal. That doesn't mean that the case hasn't been made, that the American people haven't seen sworn testimony that Hillary Clinton knew what they were doing when they falsely accused the president, when they paid to mislead in some way the FBI. And it does mean that when we take control in January, as we anticipate we will, that we've got to help clean house in the Department of Justice and the FBI. These are good organizations with lots of good people, but very clearly they had enough people in high positions, many of whom are still there, during the Trump administration to undermine that administration. And that kind of what I would call, lawyer treason has to be dealt with, and it has to be dealt with by a suspicious Congress. This one is not suspicious. The next one will be. We'll be looking for the kind of wrongdoing, and we'll do it with the Inspector General, with others that can help us root out people who have, in fact, crossed the line and not done their job.
Not done their job. That is the statement from Congressman Daryl Issa, Republican of California. He's referring to the jury today finding Michael Sussman not guilty of making a false statement to the FBI in September 2016 when he said, I'm not working on behalf of any client, when he took information alleging a covert communications channel between the Trump Organization and Russia's Alpha Bank. It was a lie. He sent an email prior to that, 3 days before that, saying, I'm coming over, I've got some important stuff, I'm coming as a private citizen. That email is a smoking gun, but was not allowed to be introduced. It fell just 2 days outside the statute of limitations. So the FBI agent he talked to testified to what he was told. They could present the email as evidence that it correlated, but they couldn't use it as a prime evidence. At least two members of the jury had admitted they are already Hillary Clinton lovers and anti-Trump. They were still seated. One of the jurors admitted their child played on a sports team with Sussman, the defendant. They were admitted to stay on the jury. So it was rigged from the beginning. But we still did learn a lot because we found out that how deep this scandal went when Robbie Mook, campaign aide for Hillary, admitted that yeah, we had this story, knew it wasn't right. I asked Clinton what she wanted to do, and she said, release it to some reporters. In other words, send it out there and let it catch fire, which it did with the complicit mainstream media, which Federalist senior political editor Molly Cleveland agreed. She said, that is one of the things we've learned for sure. The legacy media was and is a leftist lapdog. Now, another thing that has been percolating ever since the Hunter Biden laptop from hell was discovered is evidence that he was using a burner phone. Why would Hunter Biden use a burner phone?
The fact is, you don't need these kinds of virtual phone numbers unless you intend to buy drugs or do something clandestine, right, and then make the line go away. It's very clear that he wanted to do that. He wanted to have multiple numbers so that someone would think they were talking to somebody or texting with somebody on a number, and then he could just make it go away, which he obviously did. The fact that Hunter Biden got on the vice president's aircraft and was taken to the countries he was doing business with, it's very likely that we need to change the law so that could never happen again. You can't have the president, the vice president, essentially bringing his family in and using them. Current law apparently allows for it. So there are legislative reasons we need to do investigation. But the most important one was the one we started with, which is we've got to get the Department of Justice to be reliable and do their job and to do it blindly. And right now, as you can see, Hunter Biden is not even paying a price for his income tax evasion. He's going to pay back apparently a couple of million dollars that he deceived and got away with for a period of time. That's not what would happen to you or I. If you and I cheated the government out of millions of dollars, it would not be just pay the fine later. There'd be criminal prosecution. That's an Al Capone type of...
Many car dealers are quick to sell you a car, but Ackerman Toyota knows that's just the beginning of your relationship. When it comes time for routine or special service work, others might be too busy. Non-Ackerman Toyota. Hours and days to fit your schedule. Ackerman Toyota at Hampton, just north of Interstate 44. Ackerman Toyota for life.
This is Larry Connors, USA. Larry Connors, USA.
Earlier this month, as you will recall, San Francisco Archbishop Salvatore Cordialoni announced that Pelosi, Nancy Pelosi, the House Speaker from that archdiocese, was barred from receiving communion. He wrote a letter to her stating, a Catholic legislator who supports procured abortion after knowing the teaching of the church commits a manifestly grave sin, which is a cause of most serious scandal to others. Therefore, universal church law provides that such persons are, quote, not to be admitted to the Holy Communion. He's since been joined by at least three other bishops announcing similar bans. The D.C. Archdiocese is silent. If you ask them, what's your response to Pelosi being barred communion in her home state? Because she is getting communion in the D.C. diocese, but the archbishop is saying nothing. Now, you might think that's bad, but there's another part of the story. Over the weekend, Pope Francis named 21 new cardinals. 21. One of them, who was more than likely going to be named a bishop, was a cardinal, I should say, which Archbishop Cordialoni. He didn't get it. The Pope passed over him. He named a Cardinal San Diego Bishop McElroy, a Roman Catholic leader who spoke out against the cause for bishops to exclude pro-choice politicians like Biden and Speaker Pelosi from Holy Communion because they were for abortion. Did you follow that? Cordy Loney, the Archbishop of San Francisco area, Nancy's home diocese, said, "I'm not going to give you communion anymore. You're violating the basic sacred sacraments of the church." The Archbishop in D.C. won't even talk about it, so she's probably still getting communion. But on top of all of that, the Archbishop, I mean the Pope overseeing all of the Archbishops and Cardinals, in the process of selecting a Cardinal, Cordy Loney was at the top of the list, or near it anyway, as an Archbishop. He got passed over, and a San Diego Bishop, who has spoken out against banning Pelosi for getting communion, got elevated to cardinal. Don't think there are not politics in church. There certainly are. And to me, it also says how strong the Catholic Pope, or at least this one, believes in his own religion and generations of teaching. You're Catholic, I'll leave that for you to decide. Here's something else to decide. In an interview with Good Morning America, Leah Thomas, you know, the sports athlete, University of Pennsylvania women's swim team, who's now a man, was appearing on there and saying, it's the biggest misconception, I think, that I transitioned just so I could have an advantage and win. I transitioned to be happy, to be true to myself. Okay, she's allowed to say that. Unchallenged. But she also said, I'm not a medical expert. Well, I agree with that. But she said there's a lot of variation among female athletes. There are some women who are very tall, very muscular, and have more testosterone than another woman. Should that disqualify them? In other words, being a transgender, a man going into women's sports, does not give me an advantage. Wait a minute. There's a report from the New York Times. New York Times, and that is the surprising part about it, admitting, yes, it does. Two doctors being quoted in the New York Times saying that Leah Thomas has a biological advantage over her opponents. One is a Mayo Clinic doctor who studies the physiology of male and female counterparts and said clearly there's a competitive disadvantage to the women competing against Leah Thomas, who was a man. He said, basically, testosterone is an 800-pound gorilla. Dr. Ross Tucker, a sports physiologist, said that Thomas is, quote, the manifestation of the scientific evidence. And, of course, our own Dr. Rick Layman has said that repeatedly. Yes, I don't care what you do. The man who becomes a woman is still going to be able to beat the women on most cases. Somebody didn't tell the New York Times reporter, hey, don't talk to doctors who will dispute. The Hungary Minister of Justice, the nation of Hungary, is saying that Western Europe has been gripped by a madness, her word, madness on gender identity. That her country will not allow such ideas to be taught to children. Part of the interview that she was giving read that in recent years a new trend has emerged in Western Europe that I would simply call the gender madness. Saying that Germany in particular was a textbook example of what happens when liberal advocates for multiculturalism and gender politics come to power. She said, we've had enough since we believe there can be no sexual education without consent of parents. But the liberal left politicians in Brussels, the European Union's chief power center, that doesn't fit their mainstream agenda. She's saying, we put a specific question to Hungarian voters. Do you support holding information events on sexual orientation to minors in public education institutions without parental consent? Do you support the promotion of gender reassignment treatments to minors? Do you support the unrestricted exposure of minors to sexually explicit media content? Do you support showing minors media content on gender-changing procedures? She said almost 3 million were sent the message, and Hungarian parents say, yes, we have an exclusive right to educate our children. Leave our children alone. Keep your hands off our children. But she's facing backlash, as you can expect. The spread of monkeypox has, in the beginning, been associated with men primarily, and homosexual men. But we are now in such a quandary over worrying about offending someone that the United Nations AIDS Agency, which primarily AIDS affected young men, regardless of color, and they say if you call the monkeypox virus as affecting homosexual men, it's racist, it's homophobic, and it may be just irresponsible. And yes, the UN AIDS Agency did say a significant portion, a proportion, of recent monkeypox cases has been identified among gay, bisexual, and other men who have sex with men. But that leads to some portrayals of Africans and LGBTQ people reinforcing homophobic racial stereotypes. Do they not understand that telling them that this affects you if you're engaging in this behavior is more likely to give you the monkeypox or AIDS as it was in the past? We should take all these cancer warnings off cigarettes, because some folks don't like smokers. They don't want to be around them. They can't stand the smell of smoke. But if you're going to smoke, if they're a man or a woman, you're a man or a woman, is it homophobic? Is it because maybe they're LGBTQ or they're not and you are? I mean, don't you think it should be patterned and sold as, be aware of this, if you engage in this activity, it might threaten your health in one fashion or another? My God, where is the common sense in this nation anymore? Or anywhere in the world, for that matter. And I'm not done. Wait till you hear about a flashcard presentation to kids that shows a pregnant man being shown to grade schoolers. Stand by, please. Rottner Pest Solutions is one of the top pest control companies in the nation, and yet still family-owned for three generations, 65 years. Rottner customers still get personal, professional, safe service. I personally encourage you to call. Get a free quote. Schedule same day, next day, or a Saturday. 877-ROTTLER, 877-ROTTLER, or go to Rottner.com.
I guess I grew up on an older road. A pedal to the metal, always did what I told. Until I found out that my brand new clothes are came secondhand from the rich kids next door. And I grew up fast, I guess I grew up mean. There's a thousand things inside my head I wish I ain't seen. And now I just wander through a real bad dream. Feeling like I'm coming apart at the seams. But thank you, Jack Daniels, old number seven. Tennessee whiskey got me drinking in heaven. And
this is Larry Connors, USA. Larry Connors, USA.
You know, in this program, I don't really like to go ballistic and start yelling and shouting. I don't like doing that. I'm telling you I don't like it. I try to keep things reasoned and calm, but I will have to admit, when it comes to my children, your children, I do go ballistic. comes Second Amendment, I go ballistic. It comes to our U.S. Constitution and the patriotism of this country or lack of it, I do go ballistic. I'm not making an apology. It's just that that's really not my intent. But by God, I'm in an age now where I really don't give a. I'll do what I want to within the limits of the FCC. So that's why I went kind of off on the last segment. If you missed it, remember, you can always go to LarryConnorsUSA.com and pull up the podcast. And I encourage you to share these with others. I encourage you to subscribe. It's absolutely free. We'll send them to you every day. You won't miss a single rant I have. But again, I do more than rant on this. I try to inform and educate, but I also expose and point out the dangers that others don't want you to know about. And that's why we're also on Rumble.com, because we were doing that with our YouTube live stream. They didn't like it. They shut me off. Okay, big deal. Now we're on Rumble.com. Again, you can go to Rumble.com. Subscribe for free to my channel. It'll be sent to you. Now, here's the latest thing that has me. Do you know what the metaverse is? I actually had to look it up. I wasn't sure. What do they mean, metaverse? I mean, Facebook, I think, actually has Metaverse logo at the end, kind of a sideways laying 8 or something like that. Metaverse basically deals with hypothetical, and I'm reading from Wikipedia, hypothetical iteration of the internet as a single universe, an immersive virtual world that is facilitated by the use of virtual reality and augmented reality headsets. Okay, I mean, you're putting on a headset and doing one of those 3D things, thinking you're seeing you're in a boxing match or something. Okay, I get that. But do you know how far it's going? There's an insider that says, as a researcher, that she created an avatar, and her avatar was raped on the Metaverse platform. You're basically talking about made-up figures, but then one rapes the other. And when you say, well, what's the problem? The problem there is you're teaching kids and getting them to accept that kind of thing. And now here's where we're going with this. There's a new book coming out by someone who bills himself as an AI expert, Katriona Campbell, saying it's not going to be long before people begin to raise virtual children. What do you mean, raise virtual children? Here's what they mean. Some of them are called Tamagotchi kids or something like that. And your parenthood, you would no longer be a real parent. You'd just have a child in the metaverse. This would be the rise of a child that will play with you and cuddle with you, even look like you, commonplace in 50 years. And we can help combat overpopulation at the time. But you don't have a real child. You don't have anyone to cuddle with and love and care for and nurture. And, yes, yell at occasionally. And, yes, deal with the child when they're doing through their teenager years when they think they know more than you do. And maybe they do. Every kid has thought they were smarter than their parents. So they went off to college, came back, said, I think my parents knew more. But a virtual child, they're saying this is the future. That's a prediction of some of these experts in artificial intelligence. And they say they'll cost, here's a plus, you'll like this. They cost next to nothing to bring up, minimum resources. You can even have your virtual child go off to Harvard or Yale and it won't cost you a dime. You can get them a diploma. I guess. I don't know. Maybe somebody has to pass the test. I don't know. And I don't really care. I think it is the most stupid thing I've seen. But they're telling me that in 50 years, that's what it's going to be. I won't be here to see it. Good luck with you. Meanwhile, we have in the real world, not virtual world, a North Carolina state representative who realized she got a complaint from a constituent. She said, you know what they're doing in my kids' classroom? They're using flashcards. You know how you use flashcards, teach kids numbers and spelling and things like that? They were showing pictures of a man who's pregnant. being hugged by a woman from behind. She complained to the school. The school district said, we did not know that was going on. It's not part of our curriculum. And they took it down. So apparently they truly didn't. But the teacher thought, it's okay. We're at a time now that I can use this to present LGBTQ messages to grade schoolers. Preschool, actually. Preschool classes. Let them understand that men can have babies. 50 years, you don't have to have a real man to just do an avatar. Oh, my. Please remember our pledge. One nation under God.
This is Larry Connors USA.
Larry Connors USA.